The proclaiming of the wonderful truths of God is what we call mission. And it is, of course, one of the primary aims in the Bible. It's one of the big things that we are to be on about is mission. And we can narrow that down a bit more. One of the big mandates in the Bible for mission is given to families and is given to the church. And that is the mandate to pass the truths of God onto those who are young, onto children, onto youth. Right back in Genesis, Abraham was tasked with that very thing. Genesis 18, the Lord says, "For I have chosen Abraham so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised him." So what is Abraham to do? He is to faithfully disciple his children and his household. And what's really interesting is the promise that accompanies that. That is how God is going to bring about his blessings, so that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised him. What did he promise him? Well, we should be interested in that because they affect us. He promised him great things, and ultimately he promised that through Abraham all peoples would be blessed. That means us. It is, of course, pointing to Jesus. But this would happen as Abraham faithfully discipled his family. And so Abraham passed the truths of God on to Isaac. Isaac passed the truths of God on to Jacob. Jacob passed those truths on to his 12 sons. They passed them on to the 12 tribes, which are Israel. And through that nation of blessing, that nation of promise, came the Messiah, came Jesus. Now, that sounds all nice and neat, doesn't it? Of course, it was nothing like that. They were messy people. They were sinful people. They did the wrong thing constantly. Just read the rest of Psalm 78 and you will see that. But if there's one thing Psalm 78 is about, it's about God's mercy and it's about God's faithfulness. So even though they kept messing that up and we keep messing it up and we don't disciple as well as we should, God is still faithful. The vital task of passing these truths on was reinforced in our passage today. Let me read a couple of the verses again. "We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord." Verse 6, "So the next generation would know them, even the children yet to be born, and they in turn would tell their children. They would then put their trust in God and would not forget his deeds, but would keep his commands." That's what we're here celebrating today. We're here celebrating the passing on of these truths. I reckon there's probably three levels on which that happens. The first one is family. It's the primary job of the family, of parents and grandparents, to disciple the children in that family, to pass on the wonderful truths about God, to pass on faith. And that's a joy to do, but can I say it's not easy, and it's messy, and sometimes it can be heartbreaking when those children choose not to follow those ways. But that is the role within families, to pass those truths on. For those of you who are parents or who will one day be parents, that is a primary responsibility. But there's another level. It's the responsibility of the faith community, of the church. The old saying, children need a village to raise them. It is so true when it comes to the church. And I'm incredibly thankful for the children's ministries and the youth ministries that we have happening here. Again, it's not easy. It can be really messy. It takes an enormous commitment and sacrifice. And sometimes there can be heartbreak. But we want to pray as a church that God will continue to develop within our children deep, joyful, persevering faith. Focus area number 4, in case you were wondering where you've heard those words before. But then our role is more than that. It's not just the family. It's not just the church. Our role as people of God is to pass those truths on in our community, into this world, to pass the good news on, to teach the way of the Lord, to remind people who God is and what he has done. And that very much is what we're celebrating today as we celebrate SRE. Maybe let's do a quick poll. Put your hand up if you're in high school right now. High. Okay, put your hand up if you've never had a scripture lesson. Never. There we go. Looks like everyone. Excellent. That is good. And we need to keep doing more and more of that. And we as a church need to be supporting our SRE teachers in every way possible with what they're doing. It's getting harder. You may have picked up from Liz and Andrew, SRE politically has got a lot harder. It used to be opt out. That means when you signed up for school, you are in SRE unless you opted out of it. It's now the opposite. It's now opt in. Classes, not surprisingly, have shrunk a lot. We don't have as many opportunities as we did. They have made ICF groups. You now have to get permission to come to an ICF group. That means if you want to, it's okay for the Christian kids, but if you want to invite a friend along, it's a lot harder than what it used to be. But you know what I heard from Liz and Andrew tonight? I heard the joy of what they're doing and how exciting it is and the great things they see happening. Praise God. It's a really important mandate we've been given, and we need to keep working hard at that. How do we fulfill our responsibilities to our children? We tell them of God's wondrous deeds. We teach them about Jonah. We teach them about Ecclesiastes. We give them a worldview from the Bible. We tell them of God's deliverance from Egypt. That's what Psalm 78 goes on to do. We tell them of Christ's death on their behalf. We pass on these truths to the next generation. It may be for you doing that as a parent. It may be for you doing that as a grandparent. It may be for you doing that as an SRE teacher or a Stacks teacher or a Kick teacher or any of our groups. It may be you don't have direct contact with youth and children, but you then need to work out, how can I support youth and children's ministry happening here? How can I support the families here? What can I do to help? How can I support my SRE teachers? Because the Great Commission is for all of us. We want to thank our SRE teachers, and we want to look to our own role. We want to, in the words of Deuteronomy, teach our children as we are walking. We teach our children as we are sitting. We want to let them know that our God is a living God and his love is all-surpassing. Let me pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you that you have caused these wonderful truths to be written down so that we might know them. And we thank you that each one of us here has had these truths passed on to us by someone else. And we thank you for those who have done that. Lord, we want to keep being faithful with that awesome mandate we have been given. Please help us to be faithful in teaching those younger than us, the next generation, the wonderful truths about God, and how his love is all-surpassing. Amen.